Hey guys, so today you and I are going to talk about classmates. So let's get into it. So the question in question was, Frederick, I am taking a programming class and I'm more skilled than most of my classmates. I'm starting to get a bit bored. How do I optimize my learning experience while helping my classmates get better? Well, I think that you have a nice mindset here, because some people would just say, oh, well, leave your classmates behind and don't help them out. I don't think that you should have that attitude. I think that you should understand something that I myself believe in. And the thing that I believe is that if you want to get even more solid in your understanding of a topic, teach it. If you can teach a topic, you will find that you will actually get better at it yourself, because you're going to test your own understanding of the topic. It never ceases to amaze me how quickly you'll see someone who claims to know math get really unsure when they have to explain it to somebody else. It's the same phenomenon for me with software development, and it's a very nice thing, because if you can teach people how to code, that most likely means that you have an even better understanding of the coding that you're doing on a daily basis than what you would have if you didn't test it. But for the fact that you're getting bored, I don't find that all that weird, actually, because the thing about, or, well, I'm not going to say this or that about the class that you're taking, but I mean, I've seen courses that range from the math teacher at your local high school reading a book on C and teaching you to make a basic calculator to someone who forces you to implement sophisticated computer science algorithms, doing a lot of math or stuff like that. Like these sorts of things, like it can vary a lot depending on which course you're taking. And you kind of have to figure out for yourself, I think, what the root problem here is. Because if you're getting bored with coding itself, that's a problem. If you're getting bored with the class, that's not a problem. The best way I can describe it is that some people are motivated more by this problem that they are working on than the problem itself, or the context itself. What I mean is basically that if you are, and I am very much the sort of person, if you've put me in a company, it doesn't actually matter which company it is. I don't give a fuck. I can be literally any company. If the problem that we're working on, and we're working on something real and something that is engaging, then I don't care if we're solving world hunger or if we're fixing taxes. It doesn't really matter, because the problem is interesting. And in a class or in a school environment, you're not really working on something serious. And that might be your problem right there. If you're not working on something serious, you might just feel that this is a toy. And if you're already, as you were saying, you're pretty good at it, then the likelihood of this creating a challenge for you is fairly low. So it might be unengaging for you to work on these problems. So that's the thing I think that you really need to figure out for yourself. Is this the issue? Because if you just don't like coding, that's a whole different thing that I can't really help you with, because I can't give you some magical words that will make you like programming. What I can do is to say that if you want to figure out which problem that you actually have, or what it is that you're actually bored with, try to work on real projects. This is the one tip that I give to anybody who wants to be a software developer and wants to be good at it. Work on real projects. Even when you're trying to build a portfolio, even when you're trying to do just things that are supposed to be showcased or whatever, when you're doing your own learning project, find real problems and try to solve those problems. They don't have to be big. You don't have to build Facebook. It can be this little script that automates, I don't know, spam removal from your inbox, or that favorite of mine is to automate your social media profile. It can go in and just randomly, like, it can log into your account and like randomly post things that you grab, or click likes on your friend's posts or whatever, like, so you don't have to do it. I promise you, they're not going to notice. So, I mean, there's so many things that you can do that would be real and engaging. And I think that that is part of it, because that's where the spark comes in. In my experience, the best programmers who really care about their craft are the people who get inspired, the people who are engaged by, as I said, the problem that they are solving. It's the same thing that a lot of people love to work with, you know, they like to create things, have hobbies, and like the why the games, the Sims games have become so massively popular, because people really love being creative. But if you're in a situation where you're not actually creative, then the thing might not be all that engaging for you. And a programming class has no guarantees of giving you something that is interesting. So I think that if you really want to try it out, do the courses, like, or do the exercises when you're at school, and then when you're not at school, work on your own thing. If you have the time, like, you figure out some other problem that you can code on or do something like that. And if you're really lucky, you might be able to tweak your implementations a little bit, talk to your teacher, or if you have exercises or something like that, and see if you can work something out, if there's something more engaging that you can work on. Because at the end of the day, your teacher is primarily concerned with that you understand the concepts that they're teaching in the class, and if they're any good, they will realize that there's more than one way to skin a cat. It's it doesn't really matter if you write the exercise, the solutions to the exercises per se, or if you create something different that still proves the same sort of thing. So if they're good, they might be a little bit flexible here. So what I want you to take away from this is that if you're working on becoming a software developer and it's boring for you to go to school and do classes and stuff like that, you might just be in a situation where you actually you're not engaged because you're not working on real stuff. I think that that's something that you should really investigate. If you want to try out doing real things, my hottest tip is to create something for yourself to start off with. Just build something that you might find useful, because, like, guys, learning how to write software, that's just part of it. The other part is the creative part. It's like being a painter without knowing what to paint. You have the skill to do something, but if you don't have something to make, it's not going to be all that fun for you. If you're struggling to find a product for yourself that might be interesting to work on, then go and find yourself a friend, or go on a freelancer website and set up an account or something like that, and see if you can find a customer for some project or something like that, and see if what happens if the thing that you're building is actually going to be used. I find myself that is the only way that I can work. I don't really work on toy projects because I just don't find it interesting. I think it's boring as hell and I can't get stimulated from it. And maybe you are similar to me. And I think that that is something very worthwhile for you to investigate, and it might help you with the whole being bored problem. And on a side note, I think it's very nice that you're still considering your classmates, because if you're at the point where you're actually this good and they need help and you find that you can help them, try to do that. That's not just for them, it also helps you, because teaching a topic will actually help you even further understand the topic that you are teaching. Have a great day.